And Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph, we have one more Tosfos to learn. The Gemara had said, "Iika boteidinim dekvuyim hoidne kekoidem takonas Ezra is isheni says bechol yoyim." If there is no difference between Monday and Thursday and the rest of the week, so then, Ishani says bechol yom. Zaktais v'snira l'ri, the mikol mokim eini says b'shishi. The bechol yom is lav davke. Friday she can't get married. The ain don in b'shabbos, because we're not done in Shabbos. So memele, so how can you get married on Friday? Now the minig is that we get married on Fridays also. So what is pshat in this minig? Mishum de'ein bezden kavui. There's no bezden kavua period. If a person has a shaila, he needs a bezden, so he gets a bezden. Is vim yesh loy tainis psulim yochel ligbel b'shabes bifnei shloisha k'may b'shar yemois ha-shavua. So it can be koyvel b'shabes before three dayonim, just like he does the rest of the week. L'chayre, we have to understand, and this is a ha'ora on the first Mishneh, P'sula Niseis L'yayim Harvi, that Shim Yesh L'Tainis P'sulim is Sol B'mashkim L'Bezden. The shaila is, why does one need a bezden? L'chayre, if he has tainis psulim, so let him go to Arov the next day. Why does one need a bezden? We see we need a kvius of bezden. One could say that what motivates him to go to Bezdin, the Ksube, he wants to make sure that he shouldn't be Mechuyev to pay a Ksube's Masayim. She's going to come right away and say that she was a Ba'ula. And perhaps other Rishonim learn like that. We'll see further on Daf Yud Beis. But from Taisvis L'chayre, from this Taisvis we see not like that. Taisvis says that if you can get married on Friday, and if there'll be problems, B'Shabbos Koivel B'fnei Gimel. Now, there's a Shulti Geboirim, Seif Perik Zeboire, it's a Shulti Geboirim as the Kasha, how is one permitted to go Lifnei Bezden on Shabbos? It's Mimzei Cheftzecho. And the answer is, this is Chefzi Shamayim Ninu, Kedei Shelo Yechaskeno Be'iser Im Zinso Tachtov. He says, this is not Chefzi, this is Chefzi Shamayim. Al Koponim, it would seem that he's coming to Bezdin, not als the Ksube, als the Momene Sheboy. He's coming to Bezdin als Iser. Is Kan Shayla Ben Altisus, why do you have to come to Bezdin? If he's coming al tzmom and al tzeksub el lochere, how he's allowed to come in Shabbos? That's mimtzei chevtzecho. So kocher is coming als iser, so als iser you don't need a bezden. So it could be that be'emison, that what he says, that that she's a be'ule, niznemon lifnei bezden, goes to al shavya nafshe chetiche di yisure. And could be the haloche of shavya nafshe is an amonis legabi atzmoi legabi his isurim. That means a person is nemon to be mevarer his isurim, that this is also to me. Legabi himself al kaponim, he has an amonis. Just like there's a halocha hidos baldin kemeya edim domi. That legabi his chiyuvim, a person has an amonis to be mevarer that I owe so much and so much. Legabi his chiyuvim, he has an amonis. So it could be legabi his isurim, the halacha of shav yenavshe is similar to haydos baldin. Legabi his chiyuvim, he has an amonis, and legabi his isurim, he has an amonis, legabi himself. And just like legabi his chiyuvim momen, you need a haydo bifnei bezen, then he has an amonis legabi his chiyuvim. So legabi his isurim also, you need, since he's being made in a dover shebe'erve, you need also a shav yenavshe bifnei bezden. So it could be that is pshat and taisvis. So taisvis, when taisvis will see a meiridiki yisod, that is a din bezden, and afilu b'shabbis, and lechere, you need a bezden al taloch of shav yenavshe. Void le perish hakunteres, davke bi meyem kovu yoim hanisuin. Davke bi meyem de wekeveo, which day to get married, mishum say day kach yispare adov, yevoi weidim itech shemis asvim ha'om le bezden. That means that if it is a yoim kavua, so memeles mis asvim ha'om le bezden, and since it's Misasif Om, it could become Nisbarer, if it was Zinso, Barotzin, Tachtov, Veinshach Loima Achshav Kach. By us, the whole Mechuvin of Bezden is not Shaykh, because we don't have a Kviyas. So Mamela, there's no difference between Friday and Wednesday. Let us see the Gemara further. Look the Gemara, my shoktu. He says, what does Rashi say, my shoktu? Heicho shaninan shoktu. The Gemara said that Ishan he says bechol yoim. That is, the Haidne is kikoidim takonis ezre, ve Ishan he says bechol yoim. But the Gemara says, how could you say such a thing? Even though legabi kriri daita, there's no problem. So the Gemara asks, "My shogdu?" What does he Rashi? Heichon shoninu shogdu? You're asking a kasha that how can one get married b'chol yoim? There's a din of shogdu. Where did we learn this aloch of shogdu? The makshina lohochi imishem da omar Shmuel la'el. Is Shmuel said shogdu, leslan lo suvi minei la meiroi achin, you can't frag up on a different amoire because Shmuel said it's a din of shogdu. So the Gemara says, no, there's a baraisa, the sanya. Mit nei ma omru psula niseis li yoim harabi. Shimoy lo itain is psulam, o yamashkim lebezden. that if he'll have a tainus psulim, he'll be able to be mashkim lebezn b'yei machmish. Vitinosei be'echot b'shabbos. So the Baraisa asks, if that is the case, so let her get married yom rishon also. V'mhoyu leitainus psulim hoya mashkim lebezn yom sheni. So the Baraisa answers, shogdu chachomim al takonas b'nois Yisrael, she'odam teireach b'sude shloyshe yomim, echad b'shabbos, b'sheini b'shabbos, u'shlishi b'shabbos, u'berevii koinso. So we see from the Baraisa clause that there's a halacha of shogdu. Now the Baraisa continues, u'misakone ve'eloch. But when it became a sakone to get married on Wednesday, nogu ha'om lichnois b'shlishi. So the minig was that they were kindness on Tuesday. V'loimichu b'yodom chachomim. And the chachomim weren't moiche. That means the om was noyeg to be oike the takone. They were oiker also a chelik of shogdu. There was no, besides the takona of kirire daite, there was also an akire of one day of shogdu. But it's misakona ve'ilach v'loimichu b'yodam chachomim. Since the reason they were noyeg not to be kindness b'yom revi was because of a sakone, so therefore, they weren't meiche. Ubisheini lo yichneis. But, als this sakone of Revi, you shouldn't be kindness bisheini. Ubisheini lo yichneis. Vi imachmas oines. But if there's a oines, mutter, then one is permitted to be kindness afilu b'sheini. Umafrishin es achoson min hakale leile shabbos tchile mibnei shu oise chabura. Another halacha, if the choson was not boiled the kale, and it is leile shabbos, so we are mafreshim, we should not be boil haleili Shabbos, because he makes a chabula. There's a lot of halachas in this parais. So now the Gemara will start explaining the first halach. It says that misakone ve'ilech nogom lichnois bishlishi. My sakone. What was the sakone? Ileime da omri psula haniseis liyoim arvi tehorik. That the goyim wanted to be oiker takones chazal. Chazal made a takone that psula niseis liyoim arvi, and they said they wanted to make an akir on this takone. Was a shas hashmat. And they said, "B'sulan iseis liyoyim havi tehorek is noagu." So, if that is the matzev that they said that whoever gets married b'yoyim harvi they'll kill, so it's only noagu liso b'yoyim hashlishi. Legamri naakre b'yoykiret. This is sakonis nefoshes. So let us be oiker this takone legamri. Omar Rabbe. So Rabbe said, Da omri psula aniseis biyoim orvi tiboil lehegmoin tchila. That what it says, misakone ve'ilach, means that the goyim made agzeire, that a psule that gets married b'yoyim arvi tiboil lehegmein tchila, first the hegmein will be boiler, and then then they permitted her to be with the husband, but he should be boil her first. Let us see Rashi till here. ובשי ומן הסכונה ואילך לקמן מפורש לו what this means ובשני לא יכנס בשביל אויסו סכונה the סכונה of רביעי is not a matter to get married on Shani. Bein tzorich laker bishvilo takones chachomim el yoyim echot. That means even though we were oiker the takona of kruri daite, and we were oiker the takona of shogdu shloisha yomim, because of this sakone, so what is necessary is necessary. You can't make a chasane on Yom Revi. There's a sakone. So make it on Yom Shlishi. V'yitayrech miyishne yomim b'tzayrech esude. Al koponim will be tayreyach 2 days. U'b'sheini lo yichnes. That's what it means. Of al koponim, because of the sakone b'yom Revi, you have no right to make the chasna on Mondays. And by doing that, you're oiker 1 day of takone shogtu. And then it says further in the baraisa, v'imach mas ha'oynis, but what is, if because of an oynis, is then for an oin, because of an oinus is permitted to marry on Mondays. Lakama mafosh, exactly what this means. Then we had another halach in the baraisa, that a mafrishin es achosa min akale, leili shabbos trilo. So what does trilo mean? In bia rishoinehi, if this is the first bia, Mafrishin oiso mimeno leili Shabbos. You should not make the first be a leili Shabbos. Now we're going back to the first halacha. That mibnei hasakone, because of the sakone of getting married on Wednesday, the minig was that they married on Tuesday to avoid the sakone. So the Gemara asked, what is the sakone? So first the Gemara wanted to say that the sakone was that they made a gzeire that whoever gets married on Wednesday will get killed. So the Gemara asked, nogu bitmiye, sakonis nefoshesi. This is a sakonis nefoshes. Vat amrit. Nogu lichnois b'yom shlishi. The minig is they marry on Tuesday. Avol me'eker revi legamri lo yoko. They weren't oiker yom revi. Now, if there's a sakone, such a gzeira, rachmon and it's long, ne'akre, let them be oiker it. V'yusaknu lehem yomim acherim. Let them be misakin other days. Chassam Sofer wants to say that what shall they should be misakin other days? What shall you be misakin other days? The inyan of Wednesday is that he should go to Bezdin on Thursday. Now, since this was at Akonis Chazal, they wanted to be lahaver al adas the goyim. They wanted to be yoikid. Chazal say Wednesday. Whoever does Wednesday will kill. So what is the kasha ne'akre v'yisakna lam yomim acherim? So the Chassam Sofer, it seems, we should make a takon on Yeshivas Bezdin. Let's make that Yeshivas Bezdin shouldn't be Monday and Wednesday. L'chayre could be Rashi means let it be Sunday and Tuesday. Sunday and Wednesday there should be Yeshivas Bezdin. Sunday and Wednesday. Not Monday and Thursday. And Memela, if it'll be Sunday or Wednesday, so then, they'll get married on Tuesday. Levaita the Takone will be Sulani says L'Yayim HaShlishi. So the Gemara says, no, the Gzeire was not, that wasn't the Gzeire. That Yehorek, who Absulani says, Lemavi Tehorek, the Gzeira was that psule hanisais by yoim halvi tiboil lehegmain tchila. So the Gemara asks, "Hai sakonis? Why is this called a sakone? Oinisu. This is an oinis. That means that they want to be ma'anis the benois Yisrael. So because of this, they're nogu linosai bishlishi. Why called sakone? So the Gemara answers, "Mishum de iketz nuois de mosron nafshayu liktole." Va'osyan lidei sakonim. That ain't a chanami. The gzeira was a gzeira of oynes. That there was a gzeira that they were ma'anes the psulas hanises levi. But the baraisa calls it sakonim because there were tznuos by klal yisrael that were mois and nefesh. In order not to be nivel by the hegmen bervi, so that's why it's called a sakon. Now let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi, so let's go a little further. So because of the tznuay, so a meisa nefesh, so that's why this was a sakon. So the Gemara asks, "V'lidreish lohu da oynes shari." So let's darshan that oynes is mutter. So the Gemara answers, "Ike prutzois ve'iko nami kahenais." Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'lidrish lohu da'oynes shari, d'niv'eles ba'oynes eino neseres al bailo." Let's tell them, let's inform them, that since the nival ba'oynes, they don't become also to the husbands. The yalfine lekamon bepeirik dalet mivehi loynes poso. That she wasn't nena, then she's also labailo. But if she was nena, she's muta labailo. And what will we accomplish from this? V'loi limseru nafshayu lemise. So they won't be meisa nefesh. If they hear the muta to their husbands, they won't be at meisa nefesh. We'll come back to this Rashi, but just let's go a little further. So the Gemara ike perutzais. So l'chayre the Gemara's kasha was, you say there's a sakone if they get married on Wednesdays, because the tznuos were meisa nefesh, because they were under the impression that they're also labalayim. So the Gemara says, let's give a drosha that they're muta labalayim, and they won't become nesel. And so the memel, they won't be meisa nefesh. If they know that the mutal b'am, they won't be meisa nefesh. So, and what should be? So why is it no gulisa b'yom shlishi? No gulisa b'yom shlishi. Let's give a droshe. There won't be any sakone. And we'll go back to yom revi. So the Gemara answered on this two mahalchim. Number one, ike pelutzos. Dei mekelin in lohu, if will be mekel, and will tell them, you know, yemuta lebalayim, of the berotzin, so they'll do it berotzin, v'nesoris al balayim, and then nesa al balayim. Now, agav uche l'chayre, what does Rashi mean that they're going to do berotzen, and they'll be neser al balayim? L'chayre, I mean, what we're going to give a drosha. There's nebuch agzeire that kol psula nises bervi tiboil lahegmein tchila. That was the gzeire. So we're going to give a drosha to the bnois Yisrael. But you don't become also to the husbands. You're nivel, it's a bia boinis, you're forced to do it, you're mutter to the husbands. Now, so the tznuas hear this, So there won't be Maisa Nefesh anymore, the Mutter to the husbands. The Prutzes hear this. So Rashi says, Nodu Berotzen. Mit L'chayre, what's that, Nodu Berotzen? L'chayre, I mean, it's not Stamazay Nodu Berotzen. L'chayre Pshat is that the Shas, when there'll be nivel from the Hegmon, by them will be Mutter Labali, so they'll do it Berotzen. But L'chayre, they're being forced also. I mean, they're not Stamazay going to the Hegmon. L'chayre, they're being forced to go to the Hegmon. So L'chayre, Rashi is saying that the whole heter of Oynis is, if the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm forced to do it, but if I'm Merutze, there's rotzen also, so then there's no heter of oynis. That means as long as they hear that the mutter labalayim, so even though they're forced into the situation, but they're merutze with the situation. So if a person is merutze with an oynis, that's also called rotzen. Even though lemaisa they're forced to do it side by side. Tachsame, I once saw someone says pshat, we say in Vidui, Al Chayt Shechaton Lufanecha Bo'inis Uberotzen. So others say, Pshat, that there was Rotzen. Why do you have to say Vidui an Oynis? Oynis Rachmona Pati, Bo'inis Uberotzen. That means there was an Oynis, and I was Merutza with it also. That means, if I'm Merutza with the Oynis, so then there's no Heter of Oynis. So if you're going to tell them, that the mutter lebalayim, even though the nival to the hegman the mutter lebalayim, so lechayla the prutzais will be nival berotzei, and then they'll talk of biyosel lebalayim. The nesoris al balayim. So we can't tell them this heter. That means what did you ask? Let's make everything back on Wednesday. And there's a shiloh of sakone, so I'll take care of the sakone. We'll tell them the mutter labalei. So the Gemara answers, but lagabi the prutzes, if you'll permit them to get married on Wednesday, they'll become also labaleim. So it's better this way. Let them be nagu on Tuesday. So we took care of the whole problem. You have a problem where oikid the takone. It's better to be. We're permitting them to be oikid the takono. No golisa b'shlishing loin michu biyodo. We're permitting them to be oikid the takono. It's better this way because if we're going to father that the takono should be niskayim and they'll get married on Wednesday, the prutzes who get married on Wednesday will be also baleim because they're doing it berotzen. The ikonami kehenois, and then you did not solve the whole problem. Shenesori salbalei. That means by giving your drosha and telling the women that ananusa is muta labailo, and therefore she won't be meisa nefesh, that's tafka and eishes Yisrael. But what about the Eishes Kehanim, Shenesoris al-Baleim Av-Boinis, Ve'inhu Masro Nafshayil Amisa, so they'll write to be Maisa Nefesh. The Eishes Kehanim Shenensa Asur Labailo, L'kama Perik Dalad Yalfinilo. So Memele, therefore, let them continue their minig, let them get married on Tuesday, and fakel, that's what means they are sakone, because if we'll be a stickler on Wednesday, we moicha on that they're getting married Tuesday, so there'll be a sakone from the nishay kaihanim, because they're nesre salbalei. Now we have here a moire dike gemore. The Gemara says that the Tznuois, who were aware that through the Bias HaHegmon there'll be Nesa al-Balayim, they were Maisa Nefesh. Now, it's a moira de kizach. What was the sibah that they were moisa nefesh? The issa lebalayim. Now, what heter is there to be moisa nefesh because there'll be issa lebalayim? Now, there's a machloikis, the Rambam and Ramban. We know there are certain averes which are yehorig va'al yaver. There's other averes which are yaver va'al yehorig. Okay, the Allah is yaver va'al yehorig. Now there's a machlokes harishonim, what does that mean, yaver va'al yehorig? Other rishonim loim shat yaver, you're permitted to be over va'al yehorig. You don't have to let yourself get killed. You're permitted to be over. The Rambam learns Pshat Yaver Va'al Yahorig, you're mechuyev to be over. Like this, if you let yourself get killed for an avere that is no chiyev of Mesiris Nefesh, so the Rambam holds, so this person is a Shefer Domim. He has no right to let himself get killed. So the Emerson, I found the Riddal asks Akasha and the Rambam from our Gemara. He says, our Gemara says that it's Tznuay, so we see clothes, I mean, the way Rashi learns Pshat, that the Tznuay Spenois Yisrael, or the Tznuay Neshei Kahanim, were Mois and Nefesh themselves because by the Bias Agmin they became Nesel and Balayim. There's no chiyuv to be meisa nefesh for the Yisra. And they're called tznuis. They're not called, it seems that the Bali Madrege. So this, from our Gemara, the Riddal asks Akasha and the Rambam. Now, that's one problem. But let us, naniach, not like the Rambam. But what is pshat in their Mesiris Nefesh? I mean, they're called tznuis, they're not called, it seems there is there's a cheshbin al tznius to let yourself get killed. Now what is the cheshbin over here? The Ritva says on our Gemara, the svurais, they're under the opinion, shenesores lebalayim bekach, they're under the opinion that they become also, and v'toifsois hadovo bepgam. And they feel this is a pgam, that this is a pgam to them, that they became nesa lebalayim, and therefore they're moisa nefesh themselves, in order not to be nifgam. The Meisa Nefesh themselves not to be nifgam. Now, I had a shtickle ha'or on this. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. From the Gemara in Sanhedrin, mitzad echod, we see something like what the Ritva says. Mitzad achar, I don't understand the Ritva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if a person is roidev achar anara hamorosa, or a ach is roidev to be boil achoisai, so the din is nitein lahatzilo binafshoi shel roidev. You're allowed to kill the roidev in order to rescue her. Now, For what reason are you allowed to kill the roidev? So the Gemara is one mahalach because he's being poigim ha. Because of the pgam dido, because he's being poigim ha, so you're allowed to kill the roidev. So we see there's such a musik that there's a heter of shvichas domim of a roidev. If he wants to be poigim abas Yisrael, when is it called a pgam? It's called a pgam if it's a chayve krisis, a chayve mises bezden, that's called a pgam. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if a Kohen is roidef achar a grusha, you're not allowed to kill the Kohen. That's not called a pgam. So there the Gemara explains, by making her a halola, that's not called a pgam. By making her a zayne, that's called a pgam. A zayne is a pgam, a halola is not called a pgam. So therefore, you'll kill the yoch. He wants to be poigimah. He's making her a zayne. You kill the och. A koyin that's roidef achar a grusha, you don't kill the koyin because not being poigimah. He's being mechalolah, he's not being poigimah. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Ritva says over here, the svurois, they're under the impression, shenesores lebalayim, that's number one, bekach, v'toivsois adovo bipgam. They hold that this is a pgam, and in order not to be nivgam, they're moisa nefesh. Fine. So the Gemara asks Akasha, V'lidrish lehu do'in ishori. Let's tell them that they're muta labalayim. They're muta labalayim. Now, l'chayre, let's just understand. Muta labalayim, now the tznu is heard at Roshe, the muta labalayim, no more. They won't be moise nefesh. They're muta labalayim. What's l'chayre the din l'kohune? L'chayre becomes zaynes. L'chayre anaku ma'bo abas Yisroel. According to other Shittish, she becomes a Zayne. Now, if a Zayne is called a Pgam, so this whole thing is very difficult to understand. The Ritva says, they hold that being Nesel of Aleim is a Pgam. Is that really a Pgam? The Isel of Aleim, we don't find that it's called a Pgam by a Reidef Acher. We don't find that lesser lebaleim is apgam. We find zayin is apgam. But the psakets, it's very unclear over here. But is truly apgam zayin? The Gemara doesn't make an asik about it. The tznuas also don't make an asik about it. As long as the mutter lebaleim. So they won't be Moisa Nefesh. And the reason for the Mesiris Nefesh is a pgam that they're Nesa Lebalayim, which is very unclear. Is there such a pgam? I mean, if it doesn't bother them, the shame zayne, so let's give another drosha. Let's tell them that being Osa Lebalayim is not a pgam. And if you want, and then, so finish, so it won't be Maisa Nefesh. Svurais. The Vetoivsais Hadova Bibga. Al Koponim Vikenami Kahenis, Rashi says, Shenesores Albaleim, Av Boenis, Vinamasan Hashem, Lemisa Deshkesh Nansa Sula Baila. Zakta Gemara Vaita. So we can't darshan that Oynes is mutter because of the Prutzes who will, if it'll be mutter, will continue to do it on, those who didn't get it, getting married on Wednesday, they'll become Nesel Abalayim. And the Kehenes will write to be Baisa Nefesh. So there's a Sakone. If there is a Sakone, so therefore, we let them be noyig to get married on Tuesday. V'loy michu b'am chacham. Frag de gemore v'le ekre. Why do you do such a thing? It's a noago. The sakon is the precious over here. Let's be oiker the takone of Wednesday. So the gemore says, Gzeire, or the Zagirse Shmode, Avide de Botlo, Vetakante de Rabonon, Mikame, Gzeire, Loi Akrine. That means that even though there's a possibility of sakana, that means not everyone was noyik to get married on Tuesday. Nogu. There were rave were noyik to get married on Tuesday. There were others that still got married on Wednesday, and Nebuchadnezzar got killed. But for Chazal to be oiker, the takon of Sulani says liyomarvi, because of this gzeire, we don't do such things. Gzeire avide de botlo, a gzeire will become bottle. V'takante de rabbonon mikami gzeire loyakrino. So the Gemara says, ihochi bishlishi nami osi uboy. So the Gemara says, what did you accomplish? He says, the whole problem was that Sula Nises L'Yem Harvi is there was a Gzeira Tiboy L'Hegmoin Tchile. Now, if the whole Inyan was Tiboy L'Hegmoin Tchile, so Memele, so he wanted it L'Anos Atzmoin, so there wasn't an Inyan of Revi. The Inyan was, when they get married, he wanted to make sure that he should be boil triller. See, hochi bishlishi nami osi u boil. Since it was noagu liso bishlishi, so who come shlishi? So what did they accomplish with the noagu bishlishi? So the Gemara says, misfeike loy okel nafshe. Since there's no takone kavua that the chasne has to be shlishi, so Memele, so he didn't come to the shtot misofik. So Memele, we accomplished a gewalt. That means that we let them be noig this minik. The Hegman never knew really if there's going to be a chasna on Tuesday, so therefore he never came. And they got married and they weren't nivel from the Hegman. What does Rashi say? The Gemara says, "Gzeira vidi the bottle." Bishlisha nami osi you boil, kiven the yoda she is chilu linoid bishlishi. So the Gemara says, "Misveke loy okar nafshe, kiven the lav kvi is gomur hayedei takonis bezden." Sveke hi loyim, yesh nisuim ayoyim biir. So Misofik, he wouldn't come, so Mamela, so that is why the minig accomplished, a gewalt, and the lemichu b'am chachomet. Now, first Taisus, we have to know the Gemara further. Let us see the second Taisus. Belidrish lohu da'oine shori. So the Gemara asks Akasha, he says, why is there a sakone, and why did you permit them to get married on Tuesday? Let's solve all problems. We'll tell them that they're muta labaleyem. V'im taima, fact, he says, but there's another problem over here. The problem is not only issa labaleyem. The problem is vamrinem bepeg ben seira umayre al kola veres ye yaver val yehore chut mi avoides kechovim vegile yaroy is a shviches domim. That means the moisa nefesh, the mechuyev to be moisa nefesh als gile yaroy. So memele, so what's pshat in the whole Gemara? V'lidushul da'in ishoi. The Gemara is going on a tangent that she's muta lebailo and agansa maise, and that's a tikkun anashis yisrael, anashis koyim. We have a problem. They're all mechuyim to be maise nefesh themselves, so that's why you can't let it be on Wednesday. V'tiretz rabbeinu tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, "Ein chayovin mise al bilas mitzri." That the sense of put bilas goy, that you're not chayov mise al bilas goy. The Rachmone afkerei lezare de goy. The Torah said that a bia of a goy does not have a, does not choshuv kibi dechsi vizilmas susim zilmosa. The Torah was makish the bia of a goy to the bia of a behemoth. So it doesn't have a chshivis of bia. The chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh is Gili Arroyis. Gili Arroyis is only when there's a Bias Odom. That falls into the category of Gili Arroyis. And then there's a Halacha from Yehoreg Va'al Yavel. But a Bias Akum, which has a Halacha of a Bias Behemoth, Zirma Susim Zamoslim, the Torah, the Pasuk was Medame, the Bias Akum Tabiasus. So Memele doesn't fall into the category of Gili Arroyis. Memele, there's no Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh. Umaisi Raya, in the Rabbi Netambo, the Raya to this Yesod, that a Bias Akum does not fall into the category of Gili Arroyis. The Porich Beperik Ben Soira Rumoire, or Esther Fares Yavoy. The Gemara says that an Aveire Befaresye, one is Mechuyev to be Moiser Nefesh, even though it's not from the Sholish Aveiris. So the Gemara asks Akashis, how was Esther permitted to go to Achashverish Faresye Avoy? And V'loi Porich V'Esther Gili Aroyis Avoy. The Gemara doesn't ask that Esther was Gilei Arroyis. Gilei Arroyis has nothing to do with Faresye. Faresye davke bnei ha'asorah mi'Yisroel. Na'afilu al-kesed ha'misaned. I mean, the Faresye is afilu on a mini Yisroel, the Zachiyev of Mesiras Nefesh. The Gemara asked the Kasha ha'Esther Faresye avir because they were asorah mi'Yisroel that knew that was happening. So why didn't the Gemara ask als Gilei Arroyis? V'loi porich v'esta Gilei Arroyis, avye. Mashme de mishum Arroyis lehave mechayve. So why says this is not called Gilei Arroyis? Abiyis akum, which is abiyah grua, which is equivalent to abiyas behem, is not called Gilei Arroyis. Umitoich kach, that, so memele, so therefore, our Gemara Bechlal does not behandle about the Shaila of Yehorig Vayaber of Gilei Arroyis, because by a goy there's no Gilei Arroyis, a goy with an Eishishish. Umitoich kach ite Rabbeinu Tam lebas Yisrael Shehimiro. It was a shrekleche maise. There was a bas Yisrael that shmad herself. Ubo leoivit kichovim. And she was together with a goy. So she was together when she left her husband. And she was together with a goy. Yeah. Is. And now her husband gave her a get. And now the Rabbi Netam was mata lekaimo looisoi oived kechovim kshenizgay. Now, she did tshuva. The guy did tshuva. He was megayer himself. And now the guy wanted to marry her. So now what is the shaila? Her husband gave her a get already. So the whole shaila is, because she was a saita lebal, and a saita is also to the bal and to the boil. But since the Rabbi Netam said ashtik teire, that a bias akum is nechshev kebias behemet, it's not called Gili Arroyis. So just like it's not called Gili Arroyis, it's not called a bia that asses her on the boil. Leishaych lemeime echad lebal vechad leboil bebiyas goy davekebiyas behemet. It's from the rehitis loshen of the Rabbeinu Tam. It would seem that she's mutter to the bal, she's mutter to the boil, because it has a din of a bias behemet.
Basis of Rabbi Tam said two halachas. He said, "Lagabi the halacha from Gilei Aroyes, it doesn't have a chivus of bia that there should be a chiv of mesiras nefesh, and lagabi the iser soite lechayra lebal leboyel, so there's also it doesn't have a din of a bia to create an iser lebal leboyel. Ve'einira leribam, so the ribam is chaylik and the Rabbi Tam." We see a bias. Our Gemara says that they were matter that they should not get married on Wednesday because of the prutzis, who if they would be get married on Wednesday, they'd be nivul berotzim to the hegemon and they'd be neser al baleim. So you see, klo. That abiyas akum asos al balayim. Ubepeir ke isha shenis almala also says the same thing. Gabi he isha shenech bisho benoiv de kechobim. Amrin in the berotzin asur la bailov. She was nivel berotzin. She's also the husband. Vamanami bimigile kasher avati avoti. That Esther told Mordechai kasher avati mi beis abo avati mimcho. That now that she's going to Achashverosh berotzen, so she's oser on Mordechai. Alme legabi baile loich shive bilas goy kebiyas beheime. You see that? Not the way the Rabbeinu Tam had said. I bezoi buhu adin leboil. So just like legabi the baal, it's not considered like a bias baim and it asks on the bowl. For who had in the boil, so it should ask on the boil also. Avalgav de ain't nus le baim. I le choire, the Rabbeinu Tam is right. The Rabbeinu Tam said that a bias akum is like a baim. And we have a cloud de ain't nus le baim. Ve'ein bias beheime poiseles ve'yeiseres kenemrine beperek abo yevimtoi, that she won't be nesel a bailo ayidei bias beheime. Bias goy havi bia, aber bias goy is not a bias beheime. I the Rabbeinu Tam brought down a posik that zirma susim zirmosom, V'chi avkerei rachmona lezarei, I the posik says it's doimet abiyasus, hanimili le'inyin dein loichayis. The posik is speaking about the children that this goy will have. The children are not miyuches achov. V'zaroi choshuv kizer abeim. That's not miyuches achov. But al koponim about the bia is called a maisa bia. So if it's called a maisa bia, so it's called gilei aroyes, and memele it's nesa labala laboyel. So therefore, Tosfos is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh loyma the hochipos. Now we're stuck with our Gemara. Our Gemara said, "V'lidrash lehu da'inish shori." So we have a kasha. What's that? Oinish shori? She's mutter to her husband if she was nenas, but she's mechuyev to be meisel nefesh herself as gilei aroyes. V'lidrash lehu da'inish shori. So Tosfos says in the halacha that gilui haroyes, the halacha is that one is mechuyev to be meisel nefesh. That is davke if one does a pu'ule bekumvasei. But if one does not do a pu'ule, no b'sheva al tase, and isha becomes an iveles, there's no halacha of mesiras nefesh. If the isha is a nivellus without doing a pula, lefisha isha he kalka ilo, v'loy of the maise. Taisus over here is not mevaya, but taisus and yivam is taisus and yume is mevaya. that the whole chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh by Gilei Aroyis we learn out from Ritzicha, just like by Ritzicha there's a loche of Mesiris Nefesh, Machos is the Doma di Doch Sumektvei, Efshe Doma di Dei Sumektvei, and just like by Ritzicha, the whole chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh is Davke if he kills him Bekum Vasei, but if he kills him Beshei Va'al Taseh, they'll tell a person that we want to push you over a tinnik. You don't do anything. And your weight will kill the tinnik. And if not, will kill you. So there the halacha is, he's permitted to let himself be pushed on the tinnik. So by Ritzichi Gufe, B'Sheiv Altas, if you're not doing a maise, there's no chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh. And Gilui Aroyis is hukish to Ritziche. So Memela, a Gilui Aroyis b'shei valtase. A Gilui Aroyis of Karka Oilom, that she's not doing anything, there's no chiv of Mesiris Nefesh. Tohochi poch, v'lidish ludoin is shori. Aye, what's with the it's one of the sholos saveiris, l'fishi shi Karka Oilom. She is not doing anything. V'loi ovdo maise, k'de mishani b'peg ben tzayre moire. When the Gemara asked the kashe, that Esther far hesia havye, that Esther should have been maise nefesh, als kiddush Hashem, because it was b'far hesia, so the Gemara answered, karka oilo moiso, that she did not do a pula, it was done with her, but she didn't do anything. So just like Karka Oilom is a teretz on Kiddush Hashem, Karka Oilom is a teretz on Gilei Aroyis also. V'hod loy porich osom Gilei Aroyis. Why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha als Gilei Aroyis? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha finds it not on because Achashverish is a gois, that's not considered gileros. But according to Taisvis, that an akum is also called gileros. And there is a chiyuv mesiris nefesh. And the Gemara did not know the teretz of karka oilom as yet. So why didn't the Gemara ask the kashe, ask the gilei aroyis habe? V'hod lei pori chosem gilei aroyis habe. The pshita lei dikilishni karka oilom. And gilei aroyis, the Gemara always knew that karka oilom is a heter. V'ein lo limser atzmo, she's not mechuyiv to be meisa nefesh. Aber le inyen chilul Hashem, lo yoye nira lo yishe yoyil tam de karka oilom. The Gemara held, karka oilom is not a trufe, is not a tikkun for chilul Hashem. O mishani karka oilom oisem afilu a chilul Hashem lekem. That since it's a karka oilom and she didn't do anything, there's no chilul Hashem. ובפרק מצווס חליצת דפורך, כבי יויל והוקו מסעניה מייבר. דגמורה אסקס הקשה לגבי יויל, שיהר ענוף עם דייבר. ומשעני, נעדיס קשה דגמורה אנסרס, תיבוסון של רישוין, רוהי עצל צדיקים שהיטל בו זו עמום. So Taisvis understood Pshat, that the Gemara's kasha was, how could Yoel let herself be nival from Sisro l'choyrem? She had anor from the Aveira, so it's Gilei Aroyis. And then somehow the Gemara answers, she didn't have anor from the Aveira. That's how Taisvis understood the Gemara's kasha and the Gemara's teretz. Now, according to Taisvus Yesod, that there's no chiv of Mesiris Nefesh if she's a karka oilom, so why does the Gemara have to say this whole shtik teire that Taivoson shall reshoim roi etzel tzadikim sheitel bozuam on she didn't have a law? Why doesn't the Gemara say the teretz that there's no chiv Mesiris Nefesh als karka oilom? Blei mishani karka oilom hoiso. So Tosfos answers, Mishum Dahosam Loi Porich Amai Loi Mosra Atzmo. The Gemara is not asking over there why she wasn't Moisa Nefesh. Why didn't she let herself get killed? Because I have news for you. The whole Loi Hoya Roitza Lahamisa, he didn't want to kill her. The Rada Rabba Hoya Tzorich Shetishmereyu, he needed her. He told her that she should watch out for her. He had no interest in killing her. So the Gemara is kasha, is not a kasha, why didn't she let herself get killed? Fakelt, no one was interested in killing her. Elohochi perushoi, wa mis anye me aveiro, she had a no from the aveiro, is lomo mishapcha hakosuv minoshim bo'oyil tevoiro. The Gemara says that Yoel is more chashuv than the Yemois. V'darshin em benoza gdoila aveiro lishmo mi mitzvah shaloi lishmo. That means as follows. The Yemois, they did a mitzvah when they were together with the Yovois, but it was shaloi lishmo. There was a psatainig over there, there was a no over there, there was a shaloi lishmo over there. Masha ain came by Yoel, that she did an aveire, by her was ingansen lishmo. She had no hano whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, why is it called an aveire lishmo? Upoich de Yoel namia va aveire shaloi lishmo. By her it's an aveire shaloi lishmo. Do mis anye me aveire. She has a no from the aveire. O mishani de loy mis anye. No, she didn't have any a no from the aveire. Ba osu sa aveire lishmok de lahatzel as Yisroel. She did an aveire lishmok de lahatzel as Yisroel. Psule haniseis barvi tiboil. That the gzeira was that a psula that gets married on Wednesday is tiboil. So Tosfos says, lav davke berevi, not the gzeira was that if she gets married on Wednesday, she should be nibul. Midaporch lekama bishlishi nami osi yiboil. Now that they started getting married on Tuesday, he'll also come. Why should he come if the gzeira was only to get married on Wednesday? So Taisa says, no, the gzera wasn't Wednesday. She'ein miskaven elo lahanosoi. The only reason he said whoever gets married Wednesday to boil the Hegman, he wanted his hano. So if it'll be switched another day, so his gzera will be on another day also. The Wednesday didn't mean anything to him. Ela agav denoket la'el shenises berevii tehorek. First, the Gemara wanted to say that the sakana was that there was a gzeira, whoever got married, yoim revi tahorik, dohosa makpidim al kviyas yoim, there was take lahavir aladas. The first gzeira that the Gemara attempted to say, that was a gzeira that since there's a takana, that you should, they should, Absula should get married on Wednesday. I want you, Bedavke, not to get married on Wednesday. Kedei laviro maldoso is noket leinami hoche berivi. That's what the Gemara mentions berivi. But the second gzeira that the Gemara says is not totally biyoim revi.